It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, welcome to Friday. Border Crossings is here, and we'll be with you for the next hour, taking requests and dedications at 202-619-2077, 202-619-2077. Give us a call, make your request. We've got calendars if you want one. We've also got time for your favorite song and dedication. Give us 3 to 5 days notice when you call in to make a request, and we'll be happy to get it on for you. We're glad to be with you for the hour. Tigist in Ethiopia, here's your request. It's from Drake's upcoming new album. This one is called Hotline Bling on Border Crossings.
You used to call me on my... You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Glasses of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city, you and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. These days, all I do is wonder if you're bending over backwards for someone else. Wonder if you're rolling up a backwards for someone else. Doing things I taught you, getting nasty for someone else. You don't need no one else. You don't need nobody else. No. Why you never alone? Why you always touching road? Used to always stay at home, be a good girl. You was in the zone. Yeah. You should just be yourself. Right now you're someone else. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. I know when that hotline bling, can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
Border Crossings, and that is Drake, Hotline Bling, a song that gets played a lot, and a dance move that gets made fun a lot. Apparently, Drake doesn't have the smoothest moves, and he shows that in the video. And there's been a lot of people in the industry who've kind of poked fun of him. You know, there's been different versions of the video and of people pretending to be Drake. And I know that some of the rappers in the industry have also taken their shot at Drake as well. But he continues to sell, continues to make lots and lots of money. Hotline Bling. He can buy himself lots of bling with his recent success. Tigist in Ethiopia requested that song here on Border Crossings. And Drake has a new song that is out right now. He just put it out not too long ago, which features Future, another rapper in the game. And it's called What a Time to Be Alive. And right now, that song has become Drake's sixth half-million selling album. And it's Future's very first. So there you go. 500,000 plus copies sold. All six of Drake's albums have sold more than a half a million. As a matter of fact, I'm Larry London here on Border Crossings. We're happy you're with us. Welcome to our Friday show. Awalu is on Facebook. Mary Buckman checked in. We also heard from Makias Zedu, Daniel Luli, who posted messages, and Harry Melis Kuyulai are with us here on Facebook. I just got word from one of my fellow workers here at the Voice of America, who is stationed in Africa. He does a lot of the transmitter site work and broadcast operations. And he told me that he often takes not Shegger FM. He takes Ethiopian Airlines when he's traveling around a lot. And he said he met a flight attendant who said, do you know Larry London? I listen to Larry London. Is he coming to Africa? You know, I would love to go to Africa. And to whoever that flight attendant was, thank you very much for listening to the show. Thanks to all of the people around the world and throughout Africa, and different parts of the planet that tune into Border Crossings. We are so grateful that you support us and listen, despite all the technical difficulties, whether there be power outages here, power outages where you live. I heard there was some trouble in Ghana on our affiliate in Ghana, 98.1, going through some problems there, having some technical issues. I don't know what it is. They're working on it. I've got a message from Brian Cabasso telling me Zambia only got half the show yesterday, so we're working on fixing that. So hopefully we can get all these problems, these technical issues sorted out so that we can all enjoy an hour of uninterrupted great music without the static, without the dropouts, without the skipping songs, without whatever the problems are. But thank you very much for listening to the show, and we're glad you're with us. If you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London, I just put up a video. I'm going to talk about that in a bit and explain what went on with the video. But before we do that, I have another request to play. And this is a request that came to us from Escarido Sabino Isor from the Philippines, and the Backstreet Boys are still together. In fact, in May, they are going on a big Euro cruise. So if you have the funds to buy a ticket on board this cruise, it leaves May 10th, and we'll travel through the Mediterranean for a whole week. And you get to be on the cruise boat with the Backstreet Boys as they go through Italy and Barcelona and a whole bunch of other places, which sound like a lot of fun. I wish I could afford that. All right, here they are, the Backstreet Boys, and this has nothing to do whatsoever with the cruise. Don't worry, I didn't tie this song request into the cruise. It just happens to be called Drowning. Man overboard! Here you go. Here's your request, Escarido. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings.
Don't pretend you're sorry. I know you're not. You know you got the power to make me weak inside. And girl, you leave me breathless. But it's okay, 'cause you are my survival. Now hear me say, I can't imagine life without your love. Even forever don't seem like long enough. Every time I breathe, I take you in, and my heart beats again. Baby, I can't help it, you keep me drowning.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Hey, it's Beyonce, and you're listening to Larry London.
If I ain't got nothing, I got you. If I I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1 + 1 = 2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. 'Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Both of us, ooh, make love, heal us all. Help me let down my guard. Make love to me.
Border Crossings. And it is the Queen Bee, Beyonce, 1 plus 1, Kelkadan Mulu, requested that song here on the show. Love that song. Love that sound from Beyonce. I got some Beyonce news for you. A couple of things I want to pass along to you. First of all, there is a talk that Beyonce is going to be performing at the Super Bowl 50 halftime show. I mentioned that on the show yesterday. And there are different periodicals now, different media publications that are kind of reputable. This isn't tabloid anymore when you talk about Hollywood Life or you talk about Yahoo Sports Online. These different companies are not propaganda. They're not, in the business of creating tabloid fodder. And they are saying it's a pretty well a done deal that Beyonce is going to perform halftime at the Super Bowl. Because she does appear on several new Coldplay songs on their album, and they are the starring attraction at the halftime show. So Beyonce will make a cameo appearance during Coldplay's big performance in Santa Clara, California, Feb 7. Now, here's some other interesting news about Beyonce. Apparently, her fans, the Beehive, very upset about this. Beyonce is in talks to play Sarah Bartman. Sarah Bartman is a South African woman, was a South African woman, who was, in the 19th century, she was paraded around throughout Europe as a part of a freak show in the 1800s because of her large backside. She had a very enormously large butt. And apparently that made Sarah Bartman famous for the wrong reasons, and she was the target of a lot of prejudices, discriminations, ridicule, humiliation, so on and so forth, things that we deal with today as we're more socially conscious than we were back in the 1800s. But Beyonce's fans think that's not an appropriate role for her. That's beneath her. She should not be playing somebody like that in a film. There's also talk that she will be starring in the new version of A Star is Born, which was originally done by Judy Garland, then made famous by Barbara Streisand. So there's talk about that, too. We'll see what happens. Now, here's something else I know for a fact I want to share with you about Beyonce, because a lot of people love Beyonce, including myself, that you may know the actor whose name is Channing Tatum from most recently Magic Mike and a number of other films he's been in over the years. Very handsome guy, heartthrob kind of actor. And he was on a TV show this week, which is called The Lip Sync Battle. And he, they get these stars. Some are A stars, some are B stars. They've had Justin Bieber. They've had a whole bunch of different people come on and do this stuff. And they lip sync to a song against somebody else, another celebrity or someone. And in this particular week's version of Channing Tatum, he was lip syncing against his wife, Jenna. And so the two of them went at it. Now, here's where the interesting part comes in. During the course of Channing's performance, he was performing a Beyonce song. Beyonce herself came out on stage and joined him. And the audience went crazy. And so it was a lot of fun, and I put the video up on my Facebook page. So if you want to see this for yourself, then go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can see the video of Channing Tatum wearing a Beyonce wig and a Beyonce costume, trying to dress like Beyonce, singing Single Ladies, and out comes Beyonce. And you'll see the fans' reaction if you go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London and check out the video. All right, we mentioned Justin Bieber, and it's a good thing we did, because it's time for Justin to sing. Here is a request from Denise in Kuwait. And by the way, Justin has confirmed he is, in fact, dating Haley Baldwin. The two of them are an item, but they prefer not to put a label on their relationship.
What do you mean? Saying, trying to catch the beat, make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win, where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? You're all for protective when I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Make a love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? You're running out of time, what do you mean?
Oh, baby.
Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean?
This is Chad Kruger from Nickelback, and you're listening to Larry London. Voice of America.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the prison owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went. The second floor is hard for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time I'd better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me. Goodbye, goodbye.
change.
Border Crossings, and you've got the sound of Nickelback, Chad Kroeger, formerly married to Avril Lavigne, and that is a request from Akrabar of Ghana, who's tuned in to Border Crossings. Photograph, the name of the song. Here's some Nickelback news. Nickelback had started the No Fixed Address tour last year and then abruptly canceled, and they had to cancel 60 shows that they were scheduled to be on, so that the lead singer, Chad Kroeger, could undergo throat surgery. And apparently the throat surgery was to remove a cyst on his vocal cords, and the doctors say it could take up to 9 months to completely heal. So that's a long wait and a long rehab. Now here's another part of the news story where it starts to get interesting. The band had asked for insurance from their insurance company because of his injury, his disability, that prevented him from earning an income. And the insurance company now is suing the band for $13 million, saying, you didn't tell us about a pre-existing condition. That's a common term in the insurance world when they don't want to pay. They say, you had something going on before that led to what it is you have now, so we're not paying you. And apparently he had some throat issues in 2012. So that's what they're claiming is the basis for their lawsuit. So, you know, they're going to work it out, see what they can come up with. But in the meantime, a lot of disappointed Nickelback fans around the world. If you would like to join us on Border Crossings, call 202-619-2077. The phone number that you need to call for requests and dedications, 202-619-2077, or email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to Twitter.com and send a tweet our way to BCVOA, or go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and send your message in. And I will check out some of those messages in just a bit. Annie Ofay is among our many Facebook followers, and she wrote in within the 3 to 5 day separation period that we require, 3 to 5 day wait. So Annie's been patient. She wants me to play this song from New Edition, and this is one of their old songs. It's called Cool It Now on Border Crossings with Bobby Brown and all the guys in New Edition on Border Crossings.
Cause I do all
same. She'll let you know. Just prepare yourself and be ready to go. And I hope this message stays in your mind, cause you almost lost a girl who was right on time. Here's one more thing that you got to know. Just cool it down and stay in control.
Cool it down. I get so wrapped up in a world where nothing's as it seems. Stranger than my dreams.
Border Crossings and The Weeknd, and a new song from Beauty Behind the Madness. It is a song that features Lana Del Rey, which is a request from Zihadis Sayele in Addis Ababa on Border Crossings, called Prisoners. Here's some interesting news. First of all, congratulations to The Weeknd, 7 Grammy nominations. He is tied with Taylor Swift and a few others who have the second most Grammy nominations, behind Kendrick Lamar at 11. And so he will be there on Feb 15. Not sure if he's performing or not. That hasn't been announced yet, but I'm sure that the date gets closer, they'll announce who's performing. But congratulations to The Weeknd on his nominations. He also won 2 Juno Awards last year. So way to go. The Weeknd off to a great start, his career, with his debut album, Beauty Behind the Madness. The song features Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey, whose real name is Elizabeth Grant. She grew up in New York City, and she gained fame with Summertime Sadness on the charts a couple years ago. And she put out another album last year and is working on new music and a tour. She's been in the news for a couple of reasons. In 2015, Billboard's Women in Music Award Banquet named her the Trailblazer of 2015. They gave her the award, so congratulations to her on that. She's been working on a short film, which is called Hi, How Are You, Daniel Johnston? It's a film being made about a songwriter with bipolar disorder, Daniel Johnston. As we become more and more interested and curious about mental health issues, and we become more socially conscious about mental health issues, they decided to make a film, so she's going to be in that film. Also, here's some other interesting news about Lana Del Rey. She was in court this past week. She was seeking, and is seeking, and I believe she got, a restraining order against 2 obsessed Russian fans, Natalia and Lulia, who have been showing up everywhere Lana Del Rey shows up. Everywhere. And this includes her own home. They were on the streets of her Malibu home, according to TMZ, 3 o'clock in the morning, shouting her name, calling for her to come out to the window. 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, obsessed, crazy fans. And it's even gotten to the level where they've put messages and letters in her mailbox at her home, some of them threatening suicide. So Lana Del Rey does not feel safe. She feels these 2 girls have some mental issues, speaking of mental health, and she wants a restraining order to keep them away from her. So, interesting. All right, this is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and the phone lines remain open for about 10 more minutes. If you'd like to call in for a request, it's 202-619-2077. That is our number into the studios, and we would love to hear from you. Here's one of the great songs from the late 80s, early 90s. This is Spandau Ballet for Cecil in Nigeria. This is called True on Border Crossings.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound of my soul. This is the sound. The next line. Oh, I want the truth to be said.
And you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
I'm dancing on my own. I'll make the moves the best.
Crossing, Shake It Off, Taylor Swift, and a request from Myra, who's listening to the show today, and I thank you for your request for Taylor Swift music. Taylor Swift, for the fourth year in a row, was named the most generous celebrity. There's a website that ranks celebrities by their donations, contributions, not only of money, time as well, to charity. And Taylor has given generously to cancer patients, to her fans. There's a guy in her band, one of her dancers, who has a niece that is dealing with cancer. So she generously wrote a $50,000 check to him to help pay the bills. So she puts her money where her mouth is. You know, she does her thing. She doesn't seek the attention for it, but she's always good to her fans. I remember earlier in the year last year where she helped to pay some student's tuition, college tuition, who was writing how she's struggling to pay. So she sent her some money. So that's kind of what Taylor Swift does. That's who she is, and she continues on her 1989 tour, making her way around the world. She'll be at the Grammys. She's up for 7. Deservedly so for the 1989 album that has sold millions and millions of copies. Here's the latest rumor about Taylor Swift. There was a rumor that she has moved in with Calvin Harris into his Beverly Hills home in California. And while the two of them are living together, it's very temporary because her home is undergoing renovation. She's got some construction going on, needed a place to stay, so it was logical to go to her boyfriend's house. But her spokespeople have said, no, she's not moving in or living with Calvin Harris permanently. It's just kind of a temporary arrangement. So there you go. Little Taylor Swift news. I want to say hello to Andre Yannick, who checked in and said, is my calendar in the mail yet? I ordered one. I want to know if I'm getting my calendar. I believe so. As soon as we receive your postal mailing address, we always send out a calendar. Vince makes sure he does that. Mesvin Katema is with Alex Getahun, listening to Border Crossings, and they wanted me to say hi, so hi. Charles Weiss is back, and he's a listener in the northeast part of Zimbabwe. Haven't heard from Zimbabwe in a while, so it's nice to hear from that part of the world. Thank you, Charles, for checking in. Justin is with us. Justin's a new listener. Justin, I want to remind you, it takes 3 to 5 days to get a request played. For the benefit of all new listeners, if you make a request, give us about 3 to 5 days, and we'll give you your request, as long as it's appropriate to play, and we have it. Alexo is listening. Thon Houghton is tuned into the program. Thon is in Asia. Thank you. Saidu Muhammad Ali listens to Border Crossings. Wesley Balland also checked in from Brazil. Rukundo Theobald, a longtime listener, he's back and joined us on Facebook to let us know. Hello, Rukundo. Kenyi is with us, Daniel, and Maximed. So thanks to everybody for listening to Border Crossings. The weekend is here, the end of another show, the end of another week, first week of 2016. Go out and have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be healthy. And thank Rob, our producer engineer, and Vince, our producer director today. And I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Catch you Monday. This is the VOA1 Music Network.